American Language Course, Tape 1304C. Listen to a conversation about swimming.
I was at the beach yesterday.
So was I, but I didn't see you. Where were you all the time?
I was swimming. It was a hot day. The water was very pleasant.
I was in the water, too, but I didn't see you.
I didn't see you either. You were probably at the North Beach.
Yes, I was. Were you there, too?
No, I stayed at the South Beach.
Now, listen to the conversation again and repeat the sentences.
I was at the beach yesterday.
So was I, but I didn't see you. Where were you all the time?
I was swimming. It was a hot day. The water was very pleasant.
I was in the water, too. But I didn't see you.
I didn't see you either. You were probably at the North Beach.
Yes, I was. Were you there too?
No, I stayed at the South Beach.
Note the use of to and either, so and neither. Repeat the following sentences.
I am tired today. My roommate is, too.
Bill wasn't here yesterday. George wasn't either.
The students have new books. So does our instructor.
John wasn't absent last Friday. Neither were Tom and Joe.
The students don't have any pencils. The teachers don't have them either.
Our friends have a new car. I do too.
Fred won't be in lab at 9. Neither will Harry and Jack.
The director is in a hurry. So is the liaison officer.
The new students won't go to the club. Neither will the graduates.
They should attend the school party. Their wives should too.
Smith would like to go to the dance. So would Harris and Brown.
Captain Griffin didn't fly yesterday. Captain Fagan didn't either. Note the use of many, much, and a lot of. Repeat the following sentences.
I like to drink coffee. I like to drink a lot of coffee.
There's sugar in this tea. There's too much sugar in this tea.
There are glasses on the table. There are many glasses on the table.
My roommate doesn't drink milk. He doesn't drink much milk.
John can eat ice cream. He can eat a lot of ice cream.
He smokes cigarettes. He smokes a lot of cigarettes.
My friend has money. He has a lot of money.
Fred has friends in town. He has many friends in town.
Joe has trouble with his English. He has much trouble with his English.
We learn new words every day. We learn many new words every day.
We can use long sentences. We can use many long sentences.
There's confusion in the hallway. There's much confusion in the hallway. Listen to this conversation between two students.
Do you have many friends in town?
Yes, I do. I have many friends now. You see, I go there every weekend. I meet new ones each time.
Do they invite you to their homes?
Oh, yes. I get many invitations. I can't spend too much time with them.
Why can't you?
I have many other things to do.
What other things?
I buy a lot of clothes and presents. Listen to the conversation again and repeat it.
Do you have many friends in town?
Yes, I do. I have many friends now. You see, I go there every weekend. I meet new ones each time.
Do they invite you to their homes?
Oh, yes. I get many invitations. I can't spend too much time with them.
Why can't you?
I have many other things to do.
What other things?
I buy a lot of clothes and presents. Notice the use of have to and had to express necessity. Repeat the following questions and answers.
Will you have to study tonight?
Yes, I'll have to study tonight.
Do you have to go to the store now?
No, I don't have to go right now.
Did you have to see the commander?
Yes, I had to see him.
Will you have to phone your friend?
No, I won't have to.
Do you have to write your homework?
Yes, I have to write it.
Do you have to finish it today?
No, I don't have to.
Do you have to go now?
Yes, I have to go now.
Did you have to leave early?
Yes, I had to leave early.
Will we have to return our books?
Yes, you'll have to return them.
Do you have to write home often?
Yes, I have to write every week.
Did you have to send a telegram?
Yes, I had to send one.
Do you have to take the final exam?
Yes, I have to take it. Listen to this conversation as a student introduces himself to a cafe owner.
Good morning. May I speak to Mr. Black, the manager?
Good morning. I'm Mr. Black.
Mr. Black, I'm a student going to school here.
I'm glad to know you. Mrs. Jones called me about you.
Did she tell you our problem?
Yes. You miss the food of your country.
That's right. There are 8 of us here. We are all hungry for food from home.
My chef can fix you up. He was born in your country. He can cook all kinds of dishes.
This would solve our problem. When we're hungry, we can't study well.
You'll have to give him some notice. Let me know early. When would you like to come?
How about tomorrow night?
That's fine. Anytime after 6 o'clock.
Thank you very much. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Now, listen to the conversation again and repeat it.
Good morning. May I speak to Mr. Black, the manager?
Good morning. I'm Mr. Black.
Mr. Black, I'm a student going to school here.
I'm glad to know you. Mrs. Jones called me about you.
Did she tell you our problem?
Yes, you miss the food of your country.
That's right. There are 8 of us here. We are all hungry for food from home.
My chef can fix you up. He was born in your country. He can cook all kinds of dishes.
This would solve our problem. When we're hungry, we can't study well.
You'll have to give him some notice. Let me know early. When would you like to come?
How about tomorrow night?
That's fine. Anytime after 6 o'clock.
Thank you very much. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Listen to a conversation between two students.
Are you going to the picnic?
I'd like to, but I have to study.
What did you say?
I said I can't go. I've got to study today.
Yeah, I see. You have to study. Do you have to study all the time?
Not all the time, but I must finish this assignment. Listen to the conversation again and repeat it.
Are you going to the picnic?
I'd like to, but I have to study.
What did you say?
I said I can't go. I've got to study today.
Yeah, I see. You have to study. Do you have to study all the time?
Not all the time. But I must finish this assignment. Let's practice the use of the indirect object and the phrases with to or for. Listen to these sentences and repeat them.
My roommate sold me his car. He sold his car to me. The policeman gave him a traffic ticket. The policeman gave a traffic ticket to him. He gave me the book. He gave the book to me. I threw him the ball. I threw the ball to him. She sent me the letter. She sent the letter to me. Did he give you your book? Did he give your book to you? The teacher told him a story. The teacher told a story to him. We bought him a shirt. We bought a shirt for him. She cooked him a dinner. She cooked a dinner for him. Would you buy me some bread? Will you buy some for me?
This is the end of tape 1304C.